101.1 FM, Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Lightner Communications. It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining us. Lovely day in Central PA. Hopefully it is now and will be. We got the rain hopefully behind us. The Hollidaysburg baseball team was to get underway at 4:30. They're scheduled to get underway at 4:30 in the state championship game, but there's a delay at Medlar Field Lebrano Park because of rain. Mike Boydum from the Altoona Mirror tweeted a little bit ago, the game before Hollidaysburg's game hasn't started and won't until 4 to 4:30 at the earliest. Right now, looking at maybe a 7 p.m. start for Hollidaysburg at the earliest. And here's what Mike Boydum also said. From what I hear, PIAA is committed to doing everything to get the game in today. So, good luck to the Tigers as they shoot for a state championship. But again, it'll be a little bit later on tonight before that game gets going. We've got Father's Day coming up on Sunday. So, happy early Father's Day to all you dads out there. We're going to open up the phone lines today. I always enjoy doing this, and hopefully you'll play along here. What are your favorite memories of dear old dad? 946-0435. What's your favorite memory of dear old dad? It could be sports-related, not sports-related. Anything that you would want to say about your dad. If you want to get pretty sentimental, what would you tell your dad if he were still here? Many of you do still have your father. Many of you don't still have your father. For the older listeners, I'm 50. My dad died in 2006. I would just tell my dad, thank you for always being there and supporting me. My dad was someone who offered just 100% unconditional love and support my entire life. My mom and dad were divorced. I got divorced when I was like 8 years old. But my dad moved right down the road about 5 miles away. I've told this story many times over the years. He would always come to pick me up for my sporting events. We were always very, very close. He never missed any games that I played, always took me to everything. Later on, I did end up living with my dad in high school, college, and then my dad moved up here for the last few years of his life when my wife and I got married, bought a house. So I was very close with my father. And, you know, we butted heads sometimes. And I didn't always, you know, fully see, you know, where he was coming from. And he didn't see where I was coming from. But my dad offered complete and unconditional support to me his entire life, my entire life. And, you know, I'm going to play the clip here in a little while, the Field of Dreams clip about playing catch with your dad one more time. I've mentioned this before over the years that, you know, I didn't always particularly love or care for the movie Field of Dreams as just a movie by itself. It's good necessarily, maybe not necessarily great. As a baseball movie, it's got issues, you know, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Ray Liotta is right-handed in the movie. Well, Shoeless Joe was left-handed in real life. So they didn't even try to hide that in the movie. But when I lost my dad and I got a little older, it does hit you differently and a lot harder. You know, the chance to play catch with your dad. It's what the whole movie is about. Just spending time with your dad. I became a father in 2012, and I spend tons and tons and tons of time with my kids. I'm so thrilled to be able to do so. Not all parents get to do that. I especially spend a lot of time with my boy. He plays a lot of sports. I've coached him in a lot of sports. We spent a ton of time together playing baseball and just throwing the ball around and hitting the ball and everything. So those are my favorite things about Father's Day. If you want to share a story about what your dad meant to you or what you would tell your dad, again, early Father's Day to everybody coming up on Sunday. My son will be playing baseball this weekend at a tournament out near Pittsburgh. So we're going to spend Father's Day doing some travel ball stuff and some baseball stuff. I can't wait. That to me is my favorite time with my kids, especially with my son playing ball. And so I promised myself when I became a dad to just try to enjoy the journey, try to enjoy every moment. It's difficult because I'm very much a results-oriented person. I don't always enjoy the process or really even care much about the process. I just care about the result. I want to win. I want to finish well. I want to achieve. I've always been about that, but that's not what being a parent is about at all. Being a parent is about every moment, every second, every minute, every hour of just being there with your kids growing up. And then, as you'll hear every parent always say, the time sure does fly by. And I will say this one more thing. We got Dan waiting on the line, wanted to call in before I get to Dan. One thing I'll say, I've read, I'm not 100% certain the science on this, but I've read this thing on the internet that says 75% of the time that you spend with your child is over after age 12. And 90% of the time that you'll spend with your child is over after age 18. I think about that a lot because my kids are 11. They turn 12 here in a few months. 75% of the time that you will spend with your child is over after they're age 12. It's wild. I think about that a good bit. Dan, what you got, buddy? What's going on, man?
Well, Corey, you made an interesting statement yesterday about you picked Penn State over Ohio State, and you're such a competitor, you don't like to lose. And then you went on to say, yes, you picked a lot of losers.
Yeah.
You lost. And then you said you also picked more winners than you did losers. Now, my main question is, what's the percentage between the two? And it's the same way with gambling with you, Corey. Now, you've mentioned many, many times that you won a good sum of money gambling, see? And now, what's your percentage the same way? The winnings and the losing.
Okay, so we'll get into that. So we'll do just picking games, first of all. It's easy to have a winning record picking Penn State football games because they're going to win 8 to 9 games a year that you know because they're just better than the other team. You see what I'm getting at? So if Penn State's playing 12 games, the Ohio State game is going to be, well, I'd say it's going to be a difficult game to pick, but typically it's not. You just pick Ohio State. The Michigan game will be tough to pick, and there's typically one or two other tough games to pick. But, I've generally picked Penn State to win 9 or 10 games every year, and they win 9 or 10 games every year. So my record in just in terms of picking winners for Penn State is tremendously good, as would anybody's be. The Ohio State thing last year, I kind of picked Penn State for the wrong reasons. I didn't necessarily think Penn State was going to win. I just thought that if Penn State was ever going to win, that might be the year. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I still felt, and look, believe me, I will say this. I will be honest here. It does bug me to a degree. I don't want anybody to think that I'm losing sleep over this. But it does bug me to a degree that a lot of Penn State fans think I'm very negative about Penn State. I'm really not. I'm very realistic about everything in life. Dan, if I knew you as a person and we were talking about your lawn or your flowers or whatever, I would be realistic with you. If you're telling me these are the greatest flowers in the world, I'd say, well, they're really good, but they're not. I would just be realistic and honest with you about flowers, about your car, about food, about your cooking, about your house. I'm just honest about everything. I'm honest with my kids. I'll tell my kid, hey, you had a really good game, or I'll tell my kid you sucked today. I'll say that to my own kid. I don't sugarcoat things, okay? It bugs me to a degree that Penn State fans think I'm overly critical and overly negative. And if you heard me earlier in the week and when I told the story, or maybe last week, about when I began covering Penn State, I thought Penn State fans were too lenient on Joe Paterno. They were okay to go 8-4. Well, my question is why? Why are you okay going 8-4? You should never be okay going 8-4 if you're Penn State. Not if you're a realistic fan. So anyway, bottom line is sometimes I might make a pick. And I've done this rarely and I don't like to do it. Occasionally I've made a pick basically just keep fans off my ass. You know what I'm saying? To just keep fans away from, Geiger's picking against Penn State, he hates them. Every now and then, and I'd say a handful of times in 20 years, I've made a pick that, yeah, maybe I thought Penn State was really going to lose, but I would give them the benefit of the doubt because I just didn't want to be seen as a stick in the mud. Last year, I thought Ohio State was going to beat Penn State, but I thought it'd be a very close game, and I thought Penn State had a lot of talent, and this was going to be the year. So I picked Penn State kind of, sort of, as a way to, again, I'd never picked Penn State to beat Ohio State before. So you see what I'm getting at, Dan? Sometimes when you make picks in the public realm, you end up doing it just to shut people up so that they're not going to complain about you, okay? You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely, but what's the percentage of you picking right and wrong? What is the between the two categories, between right and wrong? Do you think your personal over the years since you started?
Are we just talking Penn State football?
In general.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, if I'm just talking Penn State football, I'm 85% right with Penn State because it's easy.
That's what I wanted to hear.
It's easy to pick Penn State football because, you know, if they lose a game, you know, to a Northwestern or somebody like that, you know, that's everybody's going to be wrong. But I'm 80%, 85% right. Now, the sports gambling thing, that's different. I'm not going to go too far down this hole today. Sports gambling doesn't necessarily work. Like, I will sit here and tell you unequivocally, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I don't really bet on sports anymore, but when I did, that I picked more winners than losers, and probably by a pretty substantial number, okay? I probably picked 60% winners, 40% losers, okay?
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
But that doesn't mean you make money. And that's where they get you in sports betting. Because you ever heard of a parlay, Dan?
No, I have not.
A parlay is when you make three bets at a time. So say you got to pick three teams, and you say you put $50 down and you end up winning $300. Versus if you only bet one, you put $50 down, you win $30. If you put $50 down on two, you win $110. You put $50 down on three, you win $300.
Okay.
So.
That's enough of that.
Hang on. I can't tell you, and this is all sports bettors will tell you. I can't tell you the number of times I've gotten two out of those three right.
Okay.
But you miss the third one, you lose the bet. Are you following what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I would probably sit here and tell you that I'm probably two-thirds. And I know my buddy Rob likes to bet on sports, and we've talked about that a good bit over the years on the show. Rob is probably correct 67% of the time, because when you do parlays, but what happens is, say you got a 16 parlay and you win five of them, and then there's a buzzer beater on the sixth game and it costs you $800. That's why you don't bet on sports. That's why you don't bet parlays, because ultimately, even if you win 60, 70% of the games that you bet on, the ones you lose are the ones that are going to cost you money. And that's all sports bettors probably have similar stories to that.
Okay, now let's go by fathers now. See, no, I had almost zero relationship with my father because I was 7 and 9, and he was burnt out. See, he was dirt poor as a kid. He had absolutely nothing. And then he went through the Depression, and then he lost a child during the polio epidemic, and that just compounded things for him. And he would carry probably $3,000 or $4,000 on his body, on his person. He would have like a pack or something around his waist or something. He would carry that much money up, and then they caught on to it. My older siblings, they would caught on to it. Then when his health started to fail, and then they just had to take it from him and everything. But his mind was gone. So it didn't. But if his mind was sharp, no, he would have fought him for sure. He would have picked up a bat or something.
Now this is the 50s or the 60s, Dan?
No, this would be in the 40s.
This would be in the 40s. So after the Depression, after the war, your dad would have $3,000 or $4,000 walking around on him. Now that's a gigantic amount of money back then, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's what I just told you. That when his mind started to fail, that they had to take it because they just didn't know.
Wow.
And now he could be generous. He could be generous to some certain causes. He it would be nothing to give him $300 or $400 if it was a like somebody lost a house or a fire or somebody in a catastrophe like that. No, he would be generous that way. But no.
Very interesting. Very interesting story.
But as far as when we were young, as far as giving us a couple dollars for something, you wouldn't get it. You'd have to earn it yourself.
All right, great story, man. That's gonna be tough to beat. Good stuff, Dan. Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
946-0435. That's a good one to start off with. Dan's dad walking around with $3,000 or $4,000 on his body in the 1940s. Let me see, $4,000. $4,000 in 1948. All right, 1948 worth today. I'm going to guess, before I look, I'm going to say $4,000 in 1948. My guess is going to be about $23,000. The answer is, holy God, are you kidding me? Would be worth $52,000 to $81,000 a day spent, depending on spot. Holy smokes. $4,000 in 1948 would be worth $52,000 today. So Dan's dad, 80 years ago, is walking around with, can you imagine? Yeah, I'm seeing somebody just walking around Walmart or Martin's or going into Sheets. He's got $52,000 in cash all the time. 946-0435. Nebraska man, what's going on, man?
Hey, Corey. Happy Father's Day to you. And
thank
your
you. You're Nebraska man. You're not walking around with $52,000 in cash every day, are you?
No.
I don't even have my wallet with me, and typically I just felt for it. Typically. My money is on my phone. I pay for everything with a phone. But if I ever have my wallet, usually the most money I ever have in there is like $3. Do you carry cash? Do people carry cash in their wallets? If you're a man, I stopped doing it a lot. If I ever have more than $3 in my wallet, it's a big surprise.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me here. Probably about 25, 30 years ago.
Oh no, this is gonna be bad.
I was in the sporting business, and if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know what happened. I got up the next day. I went to go in my pocket, and I had all, I had paperwork in there and everything and didn't have no money.
Oh, man.
I never put money in my wallet. I never had a wallet. I never put a wallet in it. The only thing I ever had in my wallet was my driver's license, my ID, and all that other stuff. And I couldn't figure out where I did for it. So the last place I went, I asked a gentleman. I said, "Hey, did you happen to see me do anything yesterday with money or anything?" He said, "No." He said, "I didn't see you do anything." I said, well, whatever. Well, probably what happened was I laid it down somewhere and got up, and somebody came and picked it up.
Yeah.
So what I did there, what I did from now on after that is, I never carried a wallet or nothing. But to ensure that I would never lose my money again, every time I have money now, I put a rubber band around it and I put it in my pocket. That way, it can never break open. It can never fall apart. If I reach in my pocket, you know, my money now will be wrapped around in the rubber band.
Well, let me ask you this then. You know how I like to go off on tangents here. Folks, if you're just walking around somewhere, I don't know how much money you lost. That's a sad story. But if you're just walking around somewhere, what amount of money, if you found it, would you turn it in? Okay, for example, if you go find a $5 bill in a parking lot, Nebraska man, are you keeping it?
Well, if I don't know who it belongs to.
Okay,
I mean,
right. You're keeping a $5 bill, right?
If I don't know who it belongs to.
Yes. So I'm keeping a $5 bill.
Yes.
How about a $20 bill? You keeping that? I'll get you off the hook. I'm keeping a $100 bill.
Yeah, you're probably keeping everything.
Beyond $100, if I found $1,000 in cash somewhere, I like to think I might just keep it, but I probably wouldn't. I would feel so badly. I don't feel bad if I kept somebody's $5. It's like, hey, yeah, I've lost $5. If you lose a $5 bill, it happens. Even if you lose $50, well, I mean, look, that's. But what amount of money, if you found it, would you be like, I can't keep this? $500? $1,000?
Well, I'd probably say 500.
Me too. That's what I was thinking. If I found $500, I don't know, maybe if it's $440, I don't know. If I found $500, I don't think I could keep it. I would do everything I could. If it was outside in a grocery store or at a gas station or something, I'd go in and ask if anybody came looking. I would do everything I could to find the rightful owner of that $500. Now, $5, no, I'm keeping that. $50, I'm keeping it. I'm sorry. If you lost $50, I'm keeping it. $100, it gets a little iffy. I probably would go ask and see if anybody lost $100. But
right.
Anything much more than a couple hundred, I would feel terrible. Now, I'd spend it. don't get me wrong. If nobody claimed it, I'd spend it and I'd feel pretty good about it. But I would probably feel guilty just trying to hide the fact that I found several hundred dollars or more.
Let me ask you this, Corey, because I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised at clubs and bars how much money you find out in parking lots.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. What would happen, let's say if you come out of, well, I found a wallet one time at Zach's in the parking lot, and I picked it up. I brought it back inside, and I figured, well, I'm going to give this to the bartender.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But then I was curious about the money because if I just give it to the bartender could take the money.
Correct. That's a very good point. Yep.
So what I did was I went back outside, and I remember this very dearly. I took the money out. There was close to $400 in there, and I wrote it down. The gentleman's photo picture was there and everything, and I wrote his name down and his address, and I wrote a letter inside the wallet. I took the money and I kept it, and I went into Zach's and I said, I found some money and credit cards in this gentleman's wallet. I'm going to give you the wallet. Here's my name. Here's my phone number.
Wow.
You have the gentleman call me, and I'll meet him somewhere, and I'll bring him his money and the credit cards. Because you give it to a bartender or something like that, how do you know that they're not going to take that money out and just give them the wallet?
How do you know they're going to be as honest as you? So, how'd that story work out? Did the person end up getting in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
sure. That's great. That's awesome. I love that story.
Yeah. He person called me. I met him out there, and he thanked me, and he got in his wallet, and he said, "I said, aren't you going to count it?" He said, "Sir," he said, you came this far for me." He said, "Why would I want to even count it?"
I would say this, that if it's a wallet, like even if it were $6 in a wallet, I would never, ever, ever, ever keep that. If you know whose it is, there's ID in there. There's no small. I mean, I was talking about if you just found random cash somewhere, that's one thing. But if there's a wallet and you know how to get it, then I tell my kids, try to do the right thing, even when no one's looking. If there's identification on it, that's a pretty scumbag thing to do to keep any amount of money, really.
Yeah, well, he ended up giving me $50.
Oh, hey, sure, that's a finder's fee. That's a nice gesture. All right, I've spent a lot of time asking a bunch of random questions. Did you want to call and talk about your father or anything else from Nebraska, man?
Well, Corey, sadly, I never had a dad. I was never raised with a father. I came from a very, very strong Italian family. I had a lot of uncles, you know, who sort of led me and pushed me along the way. And, you know, seeing Father's Day, seeing, you know, my cousins and my friends with their, you know, with their dad and everything being with them. And, you know, I wish to God I would have had a father to bring me up. But the family that I came from, they tried to take me aside and try to make me as comfortable as possible until I got into sports. And then, you know, I started to get a name and everything. And then, you know, they would come to all the games and they would get down the club and all their friends would walk up and say, "Hey, you know, your nephew played one out of the game," and blah, this and that. And but, you know, it wouldn't have been for them probably helping me along the way, I really don't know where I'd be at today. You know, I'm very thankful though because I have a son, and I always said that I would give my boy everything that I never had. I wouldn't spoil him, but I would show him that this is what you can have if you keep pushing forward and pursuing your career to be what you want to be. You can have this someday on your own. And I spent a lot of good days, Father's Day, with my son. It's been very enjoyable.
That's fantastic, man. Were you able to have a good relationship with your uncles as you got older and everything? Did that continue and you saw them a lot?
Oh, yeah. Our family, Corey, you know, like I said, you know, like if my one uncle died, the whole family came together. You know, they would, you know, yeah, we stuck together. We were very Italians. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, all nationalities are great. But me coming from an Italian family, you know, they show a lot of love. They show a lot of support. And if you were ever in need, they would be there to help you in the best way that they could. But, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, times were pretty tough. But yet they still took time out, you know, out of their own family to, like my uncle, he would take me and my cousin. We'd go to Pirate games all the time at the old Forbes Field. My godfather, he took me to Yankee. We took a train, went to Yankee Stadium to see the Yankees play. And, you know, they always made sure once I got into sports, I sort of like spread it away because I really didn't have the time that they wanted to give me the time. But I didn't, I didn't have the time because I was too much involved in sports. Because once I got involved in sports, I said to myself, I never, ever, ever going to play the sport unless I'm really good at it. And then when it comes to the time that I don't think that I'm really good at it, then I'm not going to play no more. And that just kept me pushing and pushing and pushing, extra, 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 you know. And but I've had a lot of help along the way, and it's been very, very grateful. And I'm going to be 74 years old. I have a son that's 46, and I love him to death.
Awesome, Nebraska man. Thanks for sharing that story, buddy. Appreciate it.
Corey.
We got Father's Day on Sunday. You want to share any stories about your dear old dad or uncles or your own kids? This is great stuff.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 124th U.S. Open Golf Championship, sponsored by Prevagen. Bryson DeChambeau energized the crowds at the PGA Championship last month, en route to a second-place finish at Valhalla. This after a top 10 at the Masters in April. He is in the mix at a major again. A 1-under 69 in the second round at Pinehurst number 2. He enters the weekend at 4-under, within two shots of the lead.
Even though it was a morning round, it actually started to get pretty firm already, which is a sign that they want this golf course rolling by tomorrow and Sunday. So I'm excited for the test and challenge, and I think it's going to continue to evolve, especially with the conditions being as hot as they are. And if the wind picks up, it's going to be diabolical.
The lead is 6-under, shared by Patrick Cantlay and Ludvig Åberg. 18 players under par right now. With this report on the U.S. Open, I'm Whit Watson, Westwood One Sports.
Barbara is a real Prevagen user, and this is her story.
I'm Barbara, and I'm from St. Joseph, Michigan. I'm a retired school librarian. I'm also a library board trustee, a mother of two, and a grandmother of two. I like to be healthy. I exercise a lot. I eat in a very healthy manner. I was working full-time, taking care of an ailing husband full-time. In short, I had an awful lot on my plate. Basically, I thought that my memory wasn't as good as it had been. I needed all the help I could get. I saw the commercials for Prevagen. I started taking it, and it helped. I noticed my memory was better. There was definite improvement. I take a supplement for my heart. Why not one for my brain? I've been taking Prevagen for a little over 5 years.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Recently at JMP Auto Mart, an SUV that was in one of the dealership's garages caught fire. Thankfully, no one was injured as the fire occurred during evening hours when they weren't open. The vehicle, however, was a total loss. JMP Auto Mart would like to thank nearby neighbors, the Altoona Police, and fire departments for their quick action during this occurrence, and they want to assure you that they're open for business as usual. Come check out their large selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. JMP Auto Mart, 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona. They started 65 years ago, and they're still open.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
If you're a customer of Davis & Snacks Outlet, stand by for an important announcement. Davis & Snacks Outlet has moved to a new location. The folks at Davis & Snacks Outlet feel blessed to watch their business become a success, and they want to thank their employees and you. Davis & Snacks Outlet's new location is 16843 Dunnings Highway in Duncansville. It's the same great variety of your favorite snacks and great service now at a new location. 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville. Davis & Snacks Outlet.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Hey, Kevin!
Welcome back. I'm seeing an update on the Hollidaysburg state championship game situations from Mike Boydum from the Altoona Mirror. He tweeted that the 3A baseball game was scheduled to be at 4:20, so that's 15 minutes ago. So hopefully that's underway. And then Hollidaysburg is scheduled to play after that. So the Tigers are originally scheduled to play at 4:30, but rain in the area delayed things at Medlar Field at Brown Park. So game here at 4:20, which is the preceding game, and maybe Hollidaysburg gets underway somewhere around 7 o'clock or so. 946-0435. You want to share a story about dear old dad? What would you like to say about your dad? Favorite memory, sports-related, or anything else? As we've got Father's Day coming up on Sunday. 946-0435. I don't know how many of you are on Twitter, but if you go to my Twitter page or profile, the pinned tweet I have is from June 16th, 2019. That was Father's Day. And it's a picture of me and my son. And it reads, "My son went 3-for-3. With a three-run double and got his very first game ball after our win today. Now we're going to see Field of Dreams on the big screen in Pittsburgh. Phenomenal Father's Day with my boy." That's probably my favorite memory with my son on Father's Day 5 years ago when he was 6 years old. And so what happened? The Field of Dreams was being shown on a big screen in Pittsburgh at a regular movie theater. And again, I hold Field of Dreams in high esteem, spending time with your dad playing some baseball. So we went over there wearing our Geiger jerseys over there. But you want to call in, share any favorite stories you got of your dad. Here is one of the great scenes in movie history.
You catch a good game.
Thank you. So beautiful here. For me, well, for me, it's like a dream come true. Can I ask you something? Is this heaven?
It's Iowa.
Iowa?
Is there a heaven?
Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true. Good night, Rick. Good night, John. Hey, Dad? You want to have a catch?
I'd like that.
I cannot watch that scene without tearing up to some degree. Obviously, the great scene from Field of Dreams. And that, to me, that scene, that's what it that's what baseball represents for fathers and sons, and maybe fathers and daughters, moms and daughters and everything. But you know, just spending time with Dad out in the backyard playing some catch. Look, most boys play baseball at some point, you know, whether you play for a year when you're 5, 6, 7 years old, or whether you play for a long time into high school or beyond. You know, most boys give baseball a shot at some point. And so you've got that time that you're spending with your dad, just hanging out. And I can tell you, without hesitation, the best thing about being a parent is just spending time with your kids. It's not necessarily the huge memories or the vacations or the accomplishments or achievements or anything like that. It's just hanging out with your kids. And that's what Field of Dreams represents. You know, if you don't have your father anymore, what would you give to just play some catch with your dad out in the backyard again?
Chase Briscoe is on. He won at Iowa Speedway as an Xfinity Series driver. Now he's a Cup Series driver. So what are his thoughts heading into this weekend?
Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, every week, you know, we typically have meet and greets and stuff with sponsors. And, you know, there's always the question of what's your favorite racetrack. And it's always Iowa. And I'd always say we don't go there in the Cup Series, but it's Iowa Speedway. And now we finally get to go there in the Cup Series. So, yeah, I'm super excited. You know, truthfully, I'm not as excited as I probably would have been if they didn't repave it, you know, because it is going to be a totally different racetrack, I think, just going there now with the repave. You know, I think it still is going to have some of the same Iowa characteristics, but certainly I was pretty bummed when I saw that they repaved it, just knowing, you know, kind of my past history there, just the love that I had for that place and that racetrack. It just has always really suited kind of my driving style for whatever reason. So, yeah, super excited, though, to go, and, yeah, just looking forward to it.
And his thoughts on Stewart Haas Racing shutting down.
When all this went down, I said, look, at the end of the day, we can pout and whine about it, but the circumstances aren't going to change. All that we can do is, you know, control what we can control. And I can assure you guys that if we're winning races and running up front, it's going to be way easier for us to find a job than the guys that aren't winning races and running up front. So that's kind of what we've been trying to focus on. And, you know, truthfully, the last 5 or 6 weeks has been a struggle for us, but hopefully we can turn that around these next couple of weeks and kind of get back on track.
You're on the final lap.
We're recording this Progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Paradise isn't always a faraway beach. Paradise can be anywhere with a refreshing glass of summer wine.
Fine Wine and Good Spirits is your all-inclusive ticket to a flavor oasis. Allow Morning Fog Chardonnay Livermore Valley from Wente Vineyards to transport you to the coastal climate of California. Let a glass of Benigna's Creek Delight Rosé wash over you with rejuvenating notes of blood orange and black cherries. Escape with our finest wines at Fine Wine and Good Spirits. Please enjoy responsibly.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
All righty, you want to join us on the phone lines, 946-0435, 946-0435. You want to share your favorite memory of dear old dad, sports related or not. We got Father's Day coming up on Sunday, so happy Father's Day to everyone. Our show is brought to you today and every day by J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. If you're without a great cigar for you and your friends, head on over to J.M. Boswell's before your hunting trip, fishing trip, camping, ball game, wherever you're heading to. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. Once again, wanted to mention the Hollidaysburg baseball team that's scheduled to play in the state championship today. That game was scheduled for 4:30. It's been pushed back by rain. Mike Boydum from the Altoona Mirror tweeting out that the game before Hollidaysburg's game was just scheduled to get underway at 4:20. So about 30 minutes ago, so if you figure a couple hours for that game and then some warm-ups, so maybe Hollidaysburg gets underway, I don't know, 6:40, 6:45, 7 o'clock, somewhere in that time frame. Good luck to the Tigers as they compete for a state championship today. We've had a handful of baseball teams around our area win state titles. Central, Tyrone. Central was a couple years ago, Tyrone not too long ago. Bellwood won one handful about maybe 10, 12 years ago. If Hollidaysburg could pull off a state championship, what an impressive, impressive feat that would be for that whole community. John Schennell, the head coach, and all the kids on that team. We got a lot of good baseball in this area, a lot of good baseball. How many of you either grew up playing baseball here, or maybe your kids play baseball around the area somewhere, at a youth league, little league, pony league, whatever, 50, 70, anything like that. There's a lot of good baseball players in this area. So my son plays out in the Hollidaysburg Summer Baseball League this year in the little league. A lot of good players out there. So them getting to the Little League World Series a couple of years ago, they've already got established themselves with some great tradition. So it's just cool. You know, this area is known for football and girls basketball, but this area produces a whole lot of good baseball. And so we'll see if Hollidaysburg can add to that tradition, if they can win a state championship here coming up in just a few minutes. Again, our phone line's open. Anything you want to discuss, 946-0435. On the I'm gonna see if I can find the clip here, maybe for the next segment. On the note of Father's Day, we replayed an interview a couple weeks ago with Bruce Tanner, former major league pitcher, former curve pitching coach, longtime major league scout, son of former Pirates manager Chuck Tanner, talking about his relationship with his dad. I'm gonna play that here after the next commercial. Just about how difficult it can be if your dad is in the major leagues and you're trying to grow up, you don't really see your dad very much. And now Bruce Tanner is a scout in Major League Baseball, and he doesn't see his kids very. You don't think about the sacrifices that these folks have to make to where they don't get to see their kids a lot.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 124th U.S. Open Golf Championship, sponsored by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Overnight co-leader Patrick Cantlay made double at the 8th to drop to 4-under. Matthew Pavon made bogey at 15. That left Sweden's Ludvig Åberg alone in the lead at minus 6, but a bogey at 8 drops him back to minus 5. He leads over Bryson DeChambeau and Thomas Dietrich, minus 4 in the clubhouse. Rory McIlroy, minus 3 after a 72 today. Hideki Matsuyama, low round of the day so far, 66. Former U.S. Open champions Tiger Woods, Matthew Fitzpatrick, both on the cut line at the moment at plus 5. Also on that number, the world number one, Scottie Scheffler. With this report on the U.S. Open, I'm Whit Watson, Westwood One Sports.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, people, let's get this meeting started.
Where are the chairs?
Gone. Research shows standing meetings are quicker.
What research is that?
Topic one. CDW helped us deploy Max Supercharged by Apple Silicon for the way we work now. So how's their speed?
Fast.
Battery life?
Long.
Cyber threat protection?
Strong.
Ownership costs?
Low.
Great. This meeting is...
adjourned. Wow, that was fast.
Yep, that's the research.
With Mac configured by CDW, a solution that works for everyone isn't just possible. It's powerful. Find out more at cdw.com/...
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House offers residential treatment for adult males affected by drug or alcohol addiction. Their facility is located in the Fairview Hills section of Altoona and is licensed to house 16 adult male residents who are seeking halfway house treatment services. Phoenix Domus is actively looking for referrals. Email referrals at phoenixdomus.com or call 814-515-2055. Rise above the grips of addiction. Let Phoenix Domus Rise Above Halfway House help.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288 or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Hank FM.
I thought this clip was kind of apropos for today. We like to watch our sports stars and athletes perform and everything, especially baseball. Baseball's every day takes a major toll on families. So caught up with Bruce Tanner a while back, former, the son of former Pirates manager Chuck Tanner. And it's interesting. You don't really think about the fact that these guys don't get to see their dads a whole lot when they're growing up.
No.
Until 1988, and you pitched professionally from, I believe, 83 to 89 in the big leagues, 85. When would you say, Bruce, you were able to really fully, strongly connect with your dad? Was it at any point during his managerial career? Was it after? And were you able to kind of make up for some of those years?
I think when he started scouting, we actually started scouting together. We would talk when I was a coach for the Pirates for the years that I coached from Pittsburgh through 2001 to 2005. He would come to a lot of games. He was working with Cleveland at the time and Milwaukee, and he would go down and scout games. So we would talk about the club and hey, what can you do better? You know, that type of thing. But he taught me just a lot of valuable lessons about people, scouting, players, you know, what to look for and that type of thing. And I think during those years of coaching and then when I started to scout in 2007, we started having a bond where in spring training we'd be at the same games and we would talk about things. And then I stayed at his house down in Florida and we would talk a lot. And I think I think baseball brought us together, but then we also would go to dinner and there wasn't any baseball conversation. And honestly, it sounds sad, but it was about, here I am born in 1961. It was about 2007 that I'm like, okay, I'm really starting to get to know this guy a whole lot.
But how fortunate are you that you did have that time? I mean, some people might go there and might not even get to enjoy that part. So how fortunate are you that you still were able to have those connections later on in the years?
And it was wonderful. It's what the public had seen all those years. I finally got to see it and then some. You know, there was more beyond the positivity and the. But just the way I watched him treat people, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's incredible that he does this every day. And there were days he didn't feel good, but he never let that on to anybody. And people would walk away with a smile or, oh, you know, please tell your dad again, thanks, you know, for coming to talk to us or whatever it was. I'm just like, man, he did kind gestures for people all the time. And that was something that I learned and I watched and I thought it was very fulfilling for me to get to know him, towards the end of his life. I thought it was fantastic.
Good stuff there from Bruce Tanner. Hey, just again, want to say a happy early Father's Day to everyone out there. Sunday is Father's Day. Hopefully you got some plans for dear old dad. Hopefully your dad's still around. If not, just have some good memories, some good thoughts. And everything. I'm hoping to have a good Father's Day. We'll be playing some baseball with my son this weekend out near Pittsburgh. That's always a blast. But no matter what, as I said earlier, the best thing about being a dad is just spending time with your kids, no matter what you're doing. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything special or anything. Just enjoy the process. Enjoy every moment, every minute that goes by. That's the best part of parenthood. Happy Father's Day, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.